The Ticket.
Podcasts are brought to you in part by Lewis Jewelers, the official jeweler of The Ticket and proud partner of Michigan Athletics.
We are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider Sports Talk 1050 WTKA online at WTK.com. Sandwich. Ira Weintraub and Steve Clark in studio for the midweek peak. And so, Steve, want to switch over to basketball. And, you know, on this week's Michigan Insider Basketball podcast with Tim McCormick, we did a Big Ten preview. We focused, when the focus came to Illinois, he said, look, this is a better team than a lot of people think. A lot of people know this is going to be a very tough game for Michigan down there in Champaign.
Yeah, let's take a look at it. I'm just going to assume that most of our listeners, and I'm not including you and Ira on this, approach this the way you're not even following Illinois. So let's, you know, make it simple for you. They're 6-3 on the year. They're unranked. They're 0-1 in conference play. They lost, though, at Maryland only by a single point, and they led quite a bit of that game. 59-58.
Illinois should have won the game.
And that game was in College Park. The reason why Illinois isn't ranked, guys, is the fact that they didn't play too many teams. And the one team that they did play, number 21, Arizona, they lost by 21. And that just pretty much puts you out of the conversation of being ranked. It doesn't matter that you've won a couple of games by 50. You know, something like Hampton and the other was like Linwood or something, you know, whatever. 50-point blowouts in those games. Those games don't really matter because the one game that you did play, you lost by 21. But on Saturday, they lost only by a single point at Maryland. Maryland did lose last night to Penn State. So, I mean...
what did Lamar Stevens do in that game? He must have went off.
Ira's thoughts on Maryland continues to ring true. And Mark Turgeon and basketball.
It's the most talented team he's now had, maybe at the deepest for sure. And they looked every bit like a Mark Turgeon poorly coached team, turned the ball over like 20 times last night.
So this is a team that is on a 2-game losing streak, but they've lost those 2 games by a total of 3 points. The other game prior to the 1-point loss at Maryland is they lost a 2-point home game to Miami as part of the Big Ten ACC Challenge. They have 3 really good players, and you might even want to add a 4th in this one. So let's talk about the guy that, unless you've been paying attention, you have not heard of, and it's the 7-foot, top 50 recruit, Kofi Coburn. Okay,
is it Coburn or Cockburn?
No, it's Coburn.
Coburn, gotcha.
Coburn. Kofi Coburn. I know it looks like Cockburn.
That's because I called him Coburn earlier, and Ira called him Cockburn. I was like, man.
If you look at it, it's Cockburn, but it's pronounced Coburn.
Fine, I'm a phonetic-looking reader. Whatever.
I thought I had it wrong. No,
whatever.
It's okay. It's all
He's
right,
a double-double
guys.
Machine is what he is.
Yeah, it's okay. Yeah, no, he is. You know, he's won the Big Ten Freshman Player of the Week 3 times, which means he's won it more often than he hasn't. I mean, there's been five weeks to give out the award. He's won 3 of the 5. He is averaging a double-double on the season, 15 points, 11 rebounds. John Teske and the rest of that front court has got another serious challenge in front of them. Coburn leading the team in scoring. He's leading the team in block shots. He's shooting 62% from the field and is one of the best offensive rebounders, not in just the Big Ten, but in the nation statistically. He also draws a lot of fouls. He gets people in foul trouble. The great news is he hasn't attempted a 3-point shot all season, so he doesn't have that to his arsenal. But he is a in-the-box, great player, and just a freshman leading the team in scoring. There was a guy who was leading the team as a freshman in scoring last year. Yeah. And is the only Illinois player to have ever done it. It could be eclipsed in a single season. His record could be broken in a single season. But that's Ayo Dosunmu. First ever true freshman, I said, to lead the Illini in scoring. Dosunmu made the all-freshman team last year. He leads the team in assists. He's not the facilitator that X is or Cassius Winston is. I mean, he's only like averaging 4 assists per game. But he's got his hand in a little bit of everything. I mean, he likes to rebound. He dishes. He likes to, you know, take the shots when the game is on the line, when the team is, you know, having a run going against them. It's Dosunmu who wants to say, no, I'm going to end this run. and finish it. And, you know, Mar was like that.
Yeah, you remember last year, Ayo Dosunmu, he went off against Michigan State.
Yeah.
Had a big game against Michigan State. I think they clipped Maryland. Ira, didn't Illinois clip Maryland last year, too? I think they clipped
Sounds
Maryland.
About right.
I think.
No.
Yeah, okay. I think they clipped Maryland, too.
I try to block out those things as quickly as possible.
But, yeah, I thought he was going to jump. I thought he was going to go pro. That he came back is huge for them. And he's not the only starter they have back. I mean, they return experience.
Well, yeah, they returned 85% of their scoring from last year. So, you know, Dosunmu, just to wrap it up on him, he drives to the lane. He shoots from three from 35%. He's just a little bit of everything. He's a jack of all trades type of player. Is he a master at a couple? Yeah, not masters of all, but masters at a couple. Definitely a great player. So now you have two top 50 recruits that Brad Underwood has brought in. One's a sophomore, one's a freshman. And then you got the big surprise of the group in Georgie Bishanishvili.
What?
Georgie Bishanishvili.
I'm glad you said it.
Sure, whatever, Steve.
I'm glad you said it.
Georgie.
I saw that guy's name, and I have been purposefully avoiding it all week, all morning.
It's five syllables. Bishanishvili.
Ishvili.
Bijan's a dog, Steve.
Ishvili. I got to get the Ishvili part.
Ishvili. Say it like Bijan that. Say it funny. Ishvili.
Bijan Ishvili. Yeah. Okay. So tell me about him.
Bishanishvili. Hey, he's an effective post player if you watched him last year. And he can shoot with either hand. So when he's got it down in the block with the back to the basket, he can go right or he can go left. Either way. He's ambidextrous in this way. Had 35 points in a game last year. Fan favorite for the Fighting Illini. You know, he's an import, and he's, you know, loves America. You know, he probably loves Illinois more than the rest of the student body because he doesn't know any better. You know,
right.
You know, so Champaign is like an oasis.
Which is amazing.
To Georgie. So, anyway, he's a fan favorite. And then the guy that people forget about, I think, when you look outside the top three is Trent Frazier. Three-point bomber, over 40%, and he happens to play the best all-around defense. And that is always the toughest thing to talk about when you're previewing another team is how people respect another person's defense. They respect Trent Frazier's
passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Defense.
If he plays any, then it sticks out on that squad.
Yeah.
Because last year, and I mentioned this earlier, in Big Ten play, they gave him 54% from the field, Steve. I mean, you can get whatever shot you wanted against Illinois, much like you could against Iowa. So do you have a grasp on how much better, if at all, they are as a unit, as a team? Defensively, no. Clearly Frazier gets respect defensively, but how are they as a team?
He always did. He always did respectively. You know what? I don't have it in front of me what Illinois is ranking in the NCAA defensively, and quite frankly, we're one game into Big Ten season, a couple of tournaments that basically Illinois is not participating in. You know, you just can't measure the body of work between 330-some NCAA Division I teams when you're playing Hampton and Linwood and Michigan's playing, what, Houston Baptist or whatever. It's it's too early to tell. Give me into February when you start playing half of your Big Ten schedule where things are looking at. But Illinois returns 85% of their scoring from last season. If no one departs early, they will probably have that amount returning next season as well, because these are underclassmen. I mean, Dosunmu is a sophomore. Vishanishvili is a sophomore, and Coburn is a freshman. And those are your big three. They've got a guy off the bench who contributes. He's a senior. But your entire starting five for them could be back if nobody departs early.
All right, so now that we have gotten a good picture of Illinois, this Illinois, an up-and-down team, fast pace, you ought to be familiar, having seen Underwood at Illinois last year. And then, of course, from Okie State, Michigan beat Brad Underwood's squad in a tournament a few years back. And now he has some experience. I mean, his guys are running the show. How good a win would this be if Michigan gets it? I've already heard it described by more than one person, including Tim McCormick, as a really tough one to get. If Michigan gets it, I know maybe the fans won't appreciate how good a win it will be. But how about as far as your resume is concerned?
So when your fans are looking at it, they see an unranked team and who has made no noise over the last couple of years. So they would see this as like, look, this is an automatic. It's not an automatic. It is tough to win on the road in the Big Ten in general. This is an upper half team, and it's a stacked Big Ten, by the way, as well. Winning this game, I would think, is going to be a quad one win for them. Illinois ranked in the top 75. Should be a quad one.
So, yeah, road win against a top 75 team.
It's a quad one win. You're only going to have so many quad one wins to begin with. When you're putting up your tournament resume, this is certainly going to be one of them if they can get it. And you can't be surprised if Illinois loses to the then number three rated team in the nation at Maryland by 1 point. You lose a close game against Miami, 2 points. And I would think it's safe to say that Illinois is a bit different team than the team that they lost to when they went over to Tucson or wherever they went to play Arizona, who is number 21. I think Illinois is just one of many Big Ten teams that every Big Ten team is going to have to battle with to get there. I mean, how many dogs are there in the Big Ten in basketball this year?
Two. Northwestern and Nebraska.
Yeah. Okay. You know, you can say that, you know, Michigan can beat Rutgers and it shouldn't be a problem.
Yeah, you don't think Rutgers is a dog?
They're probably the third worst in the league, but I think there's a clear distinction between the bottom two and then Rutgers.
Well, Rutgers is moving up. They're trending up.
They're ascending in the right direction.
They're trending up. They like their coach. They hope he stays. I mean, that's part of the discussion in Rutgers is he built Rutgers up enough where he's got a resume builder and he can leave? I mean, mm-hmm. Rutgers doesn't want their coach to leave. Penn State, Chambers is...
Yeah, he's been there forever.
Yeah, and he's been on the verge of being fired multiple times.
This is his year, one way or the other. If they can build on the win they got last night and actually put a resume together and get to the postseason, he'll be fine. If they don't go to the postseason this year, Chambers is done because this is his best team.
Yeah,
it's not even close.
Plus, it's like year 8 or 9 for him there. He's been there for it's a long time and not have much success.
Well, it's the last one I can kind of remember at the moment. You know, it's easy to track down every Michigan coach for the last 50 years. You could do the same for about
Started
Michigan
Started in 2011.
State. Yeah.
You can start the same for Michigan State, but then you start to, you know, you go to these other schools. If you could name four of the previous head coaches, neither football
Jerry
or
Dunn.
Basketball.
Jerry Dunn was before him, right?
Was he, but not right before him.
Well, not right before him. So who's after Jerry Dunn? I see now. Yeah, you tested my Penn State basketball.
Because Jerry Dome was on Beeline's
first staff,
Beeline was here before 2011. There's my math.
And so there was someone someone in between Jerry Dunn
Good trivia team together. It'd be something that a little each of us could put to the table when we put our heads together. We'd be able to figure this out. But that's just,
Ed the cellist. 03 to 11 after Jerry Dunn was fit 95 to 03. Bruce Parkhill was before. And Bruce Parkhill was there forever. Bruce Parkhill was there from 83 to 95, and they were actually above 500. But that was a lot of pre-Big Ten stuff and at Penn State,
It's a stupid exercise that helps put me to sleep, to go take a Big Ten school and name as many coaches in order backwards. And then next thing I know, it's nighty night.
There you go.
So I don't want to make a bad radio and continue on this hoop coach Penn State conversation.
The Wolverines take on the Fighting Illini tonight. And we're thankful for no 9 o'clock home games, but this happens to be a 9 o'clock road game, Mr. Clark.
Yeah, and I got one last stupid piece of trivia about Illinois. Their son, Brad Underwood's son, is on the roster. And apparently, there's a thing going on in the Big Ten right now where you have sons of the head coach.
So I know McCaffrey does. Who else does?
Tom Izzo's son.
I didn't even know that.
Yep, he's on the roster.
I didn't even know that.
And now we have Brad Underwood's son on the roster. I was like, does Collins over at Northwestern, have a son on the roster? He does not. Does Turgeon have a son on his roster? No. I looked it up. I stopped at that point. But I got started wondering how many Big Ten coaches have got a son on the roster right now.
And McCaffrey's kid can actually play.
Two of them.
Yeah, there's two sons on the roster.
He's got two sons on the roster.
I only remember seeing one in the game.
That's why I think it's funny at Iowa that they're going to hire Brian Ferentz as the head coach to succeed Kirk, and McCaffrey's going to have one of his sons succeed
him. Best contract in sports. Not only can you be mediocre and keep your job, be one of the most well-paid coaches in the country, you can name your son your successor.
He gets bonuses for 8 wins, Sam.
All right, Steve, appreciate your time, man. We'll talk to you next week.
It's great to be in person. Thanks a lot.
All right, folks, get on board with Brighton Ford. Hey, a message from our friends at Brighton Ford. You can get on board with Brighton Ford by going to brightonford.com. IRS tax code allows up to 100% in write-offs for new business equipment purchased in 2019. So don't miss this opportunity. You still have time. Large and small businesses count on Brighton Ford, for instance, for their customized truck fleet. You can visit any of Brighton Ford's 3 in-house certified commercial product specialists. Let Brighton Ford help customize your truck and get your IRS tax write-off before year end. Again, folks, get on board with Brighton Ford by going to brightonford.com or calling 1-800-NEW-FORD. Got to get to a break. Back on the other side to close things out here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTK, The Ticket.